to give us a review of the proposed language.
This is Brenda. In your packet, you will find the proposed language prepared for the commission today to take proposed action. As you'll note or recall, back in February, the commission did accept the report presented by the department and asked the department to form a work group to specifically look at whether or not there should be continued regulation of pancreas transplants under certificate of need and whether or not the volume requirements for pancreas transplants should be removed from the current standard. In addition, the commission asked the department to make any necessary technical changes to the standards. A work group was formed and met on March 17th and on April 28th. The work group did come to agreement to recommend continued regulation with certain modifications to the standards. Those specific changes are, and I'm just going to briefly summarize them, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to look at them. Definitions for initiate or implement and license site were clarified based on current department practice. Implementation plan moved to Section 3.2. Projected and maintenance volume for pancreas transplantation procedures was changed from 12 to 2, and those changes occur specifically in Sections 3, Sub 3, and Sections 4, Sub 1, little I. And this conforms basically with the OPTN requirement of one every 6 months. Also tied to this is a maintenance requirement of 80 kidney transplants and or pancreas transplants to be performed biannually for every 2 years. And this change, again, can be found in the project delivery requirements under Section 4.1, little c, double I, as well as other technical changes in the standards. And the department does support the language for proposed action by the commission.
Commission discussion.
This is Commissioner Smith. There was a question raised about the potential modification of the, I think it's the 24-month period. And I'm
that was line 164, I believe.
Yes.
And what I heard in the discussion around that was that we would ask the department before it goes for public hearing to weigh the impact of that in terms of your data management and how you could do that in consistent with that wording, and then we can decide, because it wouldn't be a substantive change, it would be a matter of a technical change in terms of the count period.
Right. This is Brenda. I guess it'd be, you could do it one of two ways. We could take a look at it prior to it going out to public hearing. If we feel it's an okay change, then we can put it in at that point, or we put it out for public hearing as is and then look at it and bring it back to the commission for final action as a technical amendment. So I see it can be done either way.
Yeah. Okay. So the issue is how long would it take you, and if you could do it before and put it into the writing, you would do that. If not, you would be bringing it back, and our council would say that that's not a substantive change that would require another reading, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it will be it should be addressed, and perhaps we need to say that in the motion as we make the motion one way or the other. It goes forward.
Yeah, this is Brenda. If you clarify it in your motion, depending on how you decide to move this, yeah, that would be helpful.
That would be helpful. Any other discussion? Are we ready for the commission proposed action?
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I make a motion that we approve the language and move it forward for a public hearing with a specific request to evaluate every 2 years versus consecutive 24 months to be reported back at the next commission meeting.
Commissioner Darmo supports that motion.
Is that clear to you, Brenda? He's saying to put it out in this form as it's currently written, and that you'd bring the recommendation for how whether the other wording is correct at after the public hearing.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I wanted to make sure that's the understanding.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, let's raise the right hand. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and one abstention.
Thank you.
All those not in favor, say raise your right hand. So no noes.
One abstention. One abstention.
Okay. Thank you. We go forward with psychiatric beds and services. And again, Brenda, bring the circumstance and the review of the proposed language.